You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Statistics New Zealand has recently released information around workplace outcomes for people with disabilities, showing that they earn $200 a week less than people without a disability. To discuss these outcomes and other policy areas that affect people with disabilities, I spoke to Esther Woodbury, the National Policy and Relationships Manager at the Disabled Persons Assembly. I began by asking Esther about the work the Disabled Persons Assembly does on a day-to-day basis.
So the Disabled Persons Assembly advocates for improving the rights and life outcomes for all disabled people, but we operate at a kind of policy level, so we look at systemic issues. We don't really do individual advocacy.
And I know that you held your own debate around disability policy earlier on in the election. Since then, or even before then, have you found that there has been enough discussion around disability policy in the media in general?
There hasn't been a huge amount of discussion around accessibility. Occasionally we see stories about individual cases. Yeah, but there hasn't been like a national conversation about accessibility and how it affects disabled people and, you know, what the benefits are.
And I saw that there was a couple of stories recently around sign language being included in the political debate. How do you feel about people with disabilities being included in the political process in general? Do you think that there are still quite a few obstacles with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm talking to you today and it's suffrage day and I went with my friends to vote. But, you know, we do have some accessible polling booths and we have now have telephone voting for people with vision impairments, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done for disabled people to kind of really be able to be actively involved in political discussions. And a really key part of that, a really key part of it for most New Zealanders is being able to watch the election debates on television. You know, there's a lot of energy put into them and a lot of people watch them, but you know, if you're kind of looking out people who can't, understand what's happening, then it's really hard to be part of that political discussion and be able to make kind of informed choices about who to vote for and how to be involved in politics and civil participation.
So that Statistics New Zealand had released some new information about people with disabilities in the workplace and that they generally work less hours even though they might want to do more and earn less on average than people without a disability. What are some of the main issues that people with disabilities do face in the workplace?
I think there's still a lot of stigma around hiring disabled people, and it's always a really big decision if you are applying for a job, is what do you say up front about whether you're disabled or not. But, you know, I think a lot of people also have troubles trying to get workplace support. So there are workplace supports available, but, for some people they're not enough or they're difficult to access and they can't access the right thing. So there might be situations where, one thing is available to them, but they don't actually need that. They need something else, and it's harder to access that. And there is some work being done around trying to make disability supports more flexible and easy to use. But there are still issues around levels of support to keep disabled people. And when I say disabled people, I'm including people with mental illness and that kind of thing as well. Supports to get them into the right job and potentially either one-off or some long-term supports to just like keep them in employment.
Mm. Yeah. And I saw the Disabled Persons Assembly are putting together a bit of a guide based on some of the key areas that you've identified, policy areas that you've identified. So could you run me through some of the main areas that you've picked out as being most important?
Yeah, so our kind of key areas are generally around employment, education, and education has a huge effect not just on our general lives but on employment and things like that. But we're looking at income as well, because obviously, you know, as you said about the people not having enough hours or not earning that much, actually having enough income to be able to support yourself and the additional costs of disability is a really important factor for us. We are interested in looking at housing, because we know there's a lot of issues for disabled people finding either accessible housing or stable housing, because depending on what kind of impairment you might have, for example, if you've got a vision impairment, it might be really, really important for you to have a really stable home so that you can easily kind of navigate around your community and that kind of thing. And we look also interested in looking at issues around justice and disabled people's experience of the justice system, either as people who have been victims of abuse or who themselves are in the court system, in prisons, and also people being able to access kind of regular court issues, so sort of family courts and that kind of thing, so making sure that all of those systems are accessible and appropriate for disabled people. Those are the main ones. And we also look at health and disability support as well.
Taking into account that it does affect a quarter of the voting population, which parties would you say have come out and seem to be taking this most seriously, or have come out with the strongest policies?
I think it really depends on the particular issues. I don't think that any of the parties have really kind of addressed the fact that actually we're talking about a quarter of the population. That's a massive amount. And also all of the kind of all of the people around disabled people who are also, and it touches their lives very closely as well, sort of family members and, you know, in the community as well. So I think overall there hasn't been enough work on it from political parties, but I mean definitely some of the, and under some of the individual policies, there are, you know, some parties who are better than others. I think, you know, without going into a lot of detail about each of the ones, it's quite hard to single out any particular party as, you know, being the winner. But we would be happy to work with any political parties on their policies and how we think that they might best be able to support disabled people.
So if people want to find those policy guides that you're going to be putting out, is that the best place to do that on your website?
Yep, so if you look on our website, we're running a series of blog posts on public address at the moment as well around election issues. And, yeah, we kind of look at how some of the political parties are doing on particular issues.
The Wire. That's funny. What does it sound like?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.